This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, putting the fist on the wood again. Sports pages are full of discussion about whether or not baseball players will be putting the wood on the ball soon in huge empty parks, or whether basketball players will be bouncing the rubber on the hardwood courts to resume their season. For organizers, putting the fist on the wood again means that we're gearing up to hit the doors again. Now that France has reopened, first test in Lyon, France, last week in a social housing project we were organizing were golden. The masked organizer had no problems getting families to open their doors. He signed up a new member while he was out there. One member he visited had already personally gotten 30 signatures on their petition to the government to cancel rent debt by going door to door on the bottom floors near where she lived. He only took off his mask when there was an impromptu house meeting with three folks, none of whom were wearing. A report half as good would have still been solid. In England, Acorn has been having Zoom trainings to put out an army, as they're calling it, of door knockers in our neighborhoods to raise up our new campaign called Housing is Health. The trainings make sure that all the volunteer organizing committee members are sensitive to the new pandemic environment for our work and are comfortable going forward, but there's little doubt about the success this mass door knocking will have. Partially, that comes from Acorn's successful experience in the United Kingdom of having mobilized thousands of volunteers in COVID-19 support and solidarity work over the last 2 months. We've been in and out around homes in our communities already delivering grocery and pharmacy orders. I apologize for the pun, but Acorn has already taken the pulse of our communities, so now it's time to get the job done. Talking to an organizer in Milwaukee about our experience and whether it made sense for his team to start canvassing to register voters in the area, my recommendation was categorically yes, once he indicated that his program was targeting minority, low and moderate, and youth communities. Their doors are unlocked and ready to respond. The success rate is likely to be amazing because more people will be at home, out of work, or furloughed. Out in the suburbs, upper middle class areas, or lily white neighborhoods, response and my recommendations would have been different. But to tell the truth, many of those areas didn't open their doors just before the pandemic, so why would it be different now? Summer is our season. All around the world, we're getting ready to go hard, go big, and make it happen on the doors again. This is Wade Ransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.